Hello and welcome to Uncluttered, the podcast that discusses the connection between faith and organizing. Our focus is not just how to be organized, but why it's important from a biblical standpoint that we leave the clutter and the chaos in our lives behind. I'm Angie Heitch. I'm an author and certified professional organizer living in East Tennessee.
And I'm Leanna George, an author and former professional organizer living in Houston, Texas. Are you ready to unclutter your heart and home so you can focus on what matters most? If so, let's dive in.
All right. Well, it is no secret that this is our last episode. It's in the title, so not much mystery to it. But do you know what TV show our episode title was inspired by?
Well, since I wrote the title, kind of do. And that would be Friends, the TV show Friends, because each title always started out with the one, you know, the one where Ross does this, the one where this happened. Yeah. So the very last one was actually called the last one, but was also known as the one where we say goodbye.
Okay. You know, I don't think I realized it was the exact same title. I knew of the one, the beginning of that. Yeah. And it was such a good one too. Yeah, right. I loved all the Friends episodes. When I had my knee replacement in 2017, one of the things I did was binge watch every Friends episode. And may have to do that again because I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, I bawled when that show ended. But I pretty much cry when a lot of my favorite TV shows come to an end. We were living in Germany when the TV show Lost ended, and I bawled. I mean, my eyes were just swollen. I bawled that whole day before the show even came on that night. And then when Good Wife ended, I cried. And then, of course, when Ted Lasso ended, that was just, I boohooed for days. So what about you, Angie? Do you cry?
Yeah, definitely. So my favorite TV shows of all time are Parenthood, This Is Us, The Office, and ER.
Yes.
And I was definitely very sad about all of those shows drawing to a close. And it's interesting because you mentioned being in Germany for watching Lost. I think some of it, you know, mostly it's about the show, but it's also about what was going on when we were watching the show, because it kind of like in a way represents a life stage. And with so many of those, I associate something really special with watching the show. Like, for example, with ER, my husband Eric and I, every Thursday, we would watch that with our next door neighbor best friends, Edmund and Gretchen. And we would take turns. Whoever would host would fix dinner for the four of us, and then we'd watch the show. And so for years, we were doing that every Thursday night. You know, back then, you couldn't binge watch. You know, you had to watch it. So Gretchen's a pediatrician, and at the time, I was a pediatric PA, physician assistant. So it was not only watching the show and what happened, but it was Gretchen and I critiquing the medical parts of it, about how realistic it was or not. Right. But it was just like a memorable time in our lives with good friends. And I have memories like that with most of the shows I love. And then, so now for us, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Right. Wow. Yeah. And if you listened to our previous episode, then you heard us announce that we made the decision to call it quits at the end of this season. And looking back, we probably should have told our listeners much earlier in the season that this would be the final season of the podcast, but there just never seemed to be a right time.
Yeah.
So deepest apologies if we've caught you a completely off guard.
Yeah, true. And we also promised in the last episode that we would explain why we're choosing to walk away now and what that means for listeners moving forward. Yeah. So for me personally, ending the podcast now makes sense for a couple of things. Starting at the beginning of 2025, I'm retiring in some way, or at least working very part-time. I'm still figuring out what exactly that will mean, but I'm definitely going to be cutting way back on how much I work. My husband will be retiring early in 2025. We both have aging between the four of us, four aging parents close by that need more help with things at their home, health issues, other things. I've shared on the podcast that my father died at the beginning of 2024. And I just don't take for granted having a lot of time left with them. So that's one thing. I want to be able to visit our daughters. They're far away, Chicago and Wisconsin, which is far from East Tennessee. I need more time to do that. Sad to see the podcast end, but I'm also excited about my next chapter. And a couple of things about that. So Leanna and I, of course, are still going to be writing. I can't imagine not writing. I know Leanna can't imagine that either. So I need time to work on two new projects. And one of them is just a completely different type of writing. Actually, both are. And this is actually the first time I'm announcing this publicly. So feel special and privileged to hear this information. Not like I'm famous or anything. But I am writing a play about a professional organizer and her family, and they're helping her mother declutter and downsize, and she's very reluctant to do it. And so I've been acting in community theater for over 20 years, and so I'm really excited to see this project get close to completion and hopefully be produced on a stage in East Tennessee within the next year or two.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I've been saying for probably 5 years, someday I'm going to write a play. Well, I've actually got the first draft ready. So
awesome.
And then my husband Eric and I just started in the last few days, actually working on the book that we're going to be writing together. And we've shared many times about how we like to go hiking in national parks. And so we're going to be writing a book about traveling to all the national parks. We should be finished going to all the parks by the middle of 2025. And then the focus of our book is going to be about our own personal experience. We're going to have devotional thoughts and sharing about how couples and families can deepen their relationships with each other and with God while enjoying these beautiful spaces. So for all those reasons, it's a good time for me to back away from this.
I can definitely see that. And I mean, right, if we are doing a podcast about uncluttering your life, right? And we, you know, say want to be people who lead by example, mm-hmm, right? Then that's partly why we're doing this, because we have other things in our life right now, and you know, we can't do it all. And we've talked about it so many times on these episodes about letting go of things, right? Even though they're beautiful, even though they're beneficial, even though they mean a lot to us, that sometimes just that sacrifice is necessary.
Yeah.
For what else might be out there for us.
Yeah.
You know, and as for me, I am not quite at the stage of Angie yet. My husband probably won't retire for another 6 or 7 years. So we've got a little bit more time, but like Angie, aging parents, we've mm-hmm. definitely had that issue. We're starting to spend a lot more time in our family ranch that we inherited, and doing some things there. But for me, personally, and of course there's always travel. There's just a never end. You know, where can I go next?
Oh yeah. Both of us. Yeah.
So there's always the travel aspect of it too. But for me, I think I'm still in the recovery mode from cancer. Mm. You know, my doctors told me to give myself 6 months to a year to feel like I'm back to normal. And while I do feel good and I'm getting there, I'm still needing to take things very slow. I need to, even just doing too much mentally is exhausting. So I need to take it slow. I can't just do everything like I used to do. I realized that I actually kind of like this very much slower pace of life. You know, I really like it. And the other thing is that I realized that by doing a podcast and running a business and trying to be an author and trying to be a speaker and, you know, all these different things, my mind was just too cluttered to actually write a book. I mean, people keep asking me, what are you going to write again? And, you know, I'm like, I can't even think. I can't can't think about that because my brain has been so, but now that I'm slowing down and having more time to just think and dream and imagine, the ideas are starting to come back. And so my goal is in January of 2025 start my fiction writing again, start my fourth novel. I've got at least four or five ideas that I could definitely go with. And, you know, flesh out. And it's exciting to think about those. But I realized, too, I have to have the space to do that. I just cannot. I wish I were like some of these other authors who can do 10 million other things and just crank out a book. I can't. I write slower. I need time to think. And so I just really am trying to do that for myself. And then, like I said, of course, for personal reasons, I've got to get my health. Not that I was in terrible shape before, but there are just some things I want to do for my mind, my spirit, that I just need the time for.
Yeah. You just even talking about ideas for your next book, I can't wait. We don't talk about this very much about our other works, but your trilogy, Perfectly Arranged, Perfectly Placed, Perfectly Matched, is so good.
Thank you.
So I just... every time you tell me about an idea, I get excited. So, I love that. And I think it's, we don't think much about like having enough brain space for different things. So, you know, and if you've got, you're trying to think of ideas for the podcast, ideas for this, ideas for that, you know, it just gets to be a little much. So,
yeah, definitely. And so, yeah. And they tell you chemo brain is a thing, and it's true. It really is. And sometimes I still sit there and look for words because I just can't think of them, you know? So I know that going forward, that writing will be a much more strenuous task for me mentally. And so I really have to have the space.
So as a listener, you want to know, what does this mean for me? What does this mean, you know, a fan of the past? Listen, before, here's something that you can keep in mind. If all you have done in the past, you have taken positive action towards an uncluttered life. That is huge. Even if you have done social packing, that
is fantastic. So proud of you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
In this journey, you know, just knowing that he is the God of order and he peace and the fulfillment that it can bring you.
Yeah. And like I said, Angie and I are so proud of you, and we just want to thank you for coming alongside us on this journey. I mean, you know, just like you probably had your doubts and fears and uncertainty about starting organizing, Angie and I were the same way when we decided to undertake this podcast, right? Neither one of us had any experience. We didn't have a large audience. You know, we were just like doing the best we could with what we had and the knowledge and the experience. But yet you've come alongside us and you have encouraged us with your positive words. You have listened and let us know how it's making a difference. And that has just been so, so wonderful. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us into your space. Thank you for letting us pour out the knowledge that we had, so that maybe it could help you improve your life. It's not something that we ever took for granted, but it was a privilege and an honor to have you ride with us, I guess.
Yes. You could. Absolutely. Yeah. And the episodes will always be out there, you know, to go through them again. I know for favorite podcasts of mine, I will go through them again because you'll be at a different phase in your life, in your organizing journey as you go through this, and you'll catch things. They'll mean different things to you. Oh, and speaking of thanks, we cannot miss this opportunity to thank Garen, Brian, and Lindsay with Desk Rig for making it possible for us to put these episodes on YouTube and for doing all the production behind the scenes. Each one of them is an absolute joy to work with, and we're so grateful for you. So big time shout out to Garen, Brian, and Lindsay with Desk Rig. So yes.
Phenomenal experience. And
yes,
I mean, they took all the question marks and fears about the technical aspects completely out of our hands and just let us show up and do our thing and did their thing for us. And it was a huge blessing. So absolutely.
Yeah. And here's another reminder. We are not, even though we're not producing new episodes, we are going to, at least for a while, we're going to keep posting social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We have a newsletter that has been monthly. It's going to switch to quarterly for a little while. Go to our website, which is uncluttered.faith, if you're not subscribed to that. So you can, there's lots of resources on there. We've got blog. Of course, all the episodes have links there. And sign up for our newsletter is there. You get a free gift of decluttering signs that will help you. So you can find all that on our website. And of course, our book is evergreen. Yeah, you can find that on Amazon. If you are on Kindle Unlimited, you can read it free. But the ebook is $5. The print book is $14.99. However, there will be some sales at different times. So if you subscribe, you'll always know what's going on in the uncluttered world.
That's right. And, you know, the book was the whole reason why we started this podcast.
Yes, yes.
You know, right? We pitched it and they wanted different things. And we were like, no, I think that's for us. And so we said, hey, why don't we just start with the podcast? And then, you know, then we were fortunate and blessed to be able to get a publisher to publish the devotionals. And the great thing about the devotionals is not everything that we've talked about on the podcast is in the devotionals. Mm-hmm. I mean, we purposely kind of didn't want that to overlap.
Right.
So if you haven't had a chance to grab a copy of the Uncluttered Devotional, we hope you will. It's not only the spiritual, but the practical as well. And I think that that's what people have really enjoyed about the book.
Yeah. And just to let you know what to expect in it, the Uncluttered Devotional has 28 devotionals. Each devotional has a prayer and a practical step called Now Unclutter It. Something that you can do, and then a reflections page to write, and it covers all the areas of clutter that we talk about on here: the physical clutter, schedule clutter, attention clutter. So, it's more of us, and it's not the same thing as you hear on the podcast. So we were like, okay, we got to be so ready. We got to be prepared. And now it just became more conversational and fun and relaxing. And, you know, we made some blunders, but honestly, we probably only had like maybe five times or less that something really big that we had to go back and re-record or edit. And
yeah,
so sure. Okay. And I definitely smile remembering every guest episode. You know, we had some listener success stories. We had some other organizers that came on. So a lot of fun with that. And my absolute favorite memory, favorite episode for sure, was the one where our husbands came on, Clint and Eric, talking about what it's like to be married to a professional organizer and just how to navigate being the lesser organized person in the home. They were not only just, you know, really honest, but they're kind of like each other's doppelgangers. So they look a lot alike. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, you need to see that. And they were just so funny.
Yeah. Those are all great. And I guess it's really hard for me to, I mean, what you just said were kind of like all of mine. I don't really, definitely the guest, talking to other people. I mean, I like talking to you, but it was fun to have that third person come in
and
just give the audience a different perspective.
Right.
And of course the episodes with our husbands, so it's just, was one of my favorites. I mean, I can't, hands down, because I just think it was important that everybody see, how people, because marriage is probably one of the, or any kind of relationship, I want to say, that you're in with another person, and balancing that disorganized, organized personalities, it's really hard. So I just hope that we were able to approach it in a fun, entertaining way for people. I think the other one of the things of my favorites was the episode that we did on about clearing our own clutter, coming clean with our audience about what it is we struggle with, organizational wise, because, you know, we never wanted to be these people who came across as we know it all. You should do like we do, and this is the way it should be. We've always wanted to have grace and mercy and non-judgment. And so I think bearing ourselves open wide there and being really vulnerable and authentic, I think was a really big thing for me. I enjoyed doing that. I didn't really enjoy it, but I enjoyed it. And then I guess finally, just knowing that you're impacting somebody's life, that just, it's just something that is really profound to me, that somebody would want to listen to what I have to say, whether I'm speaking it, whether I'm writing it, and using it to guide them in their own lives. And that is just really powerful to me. And it's just not something I take lightly. I want to be a blessing to others. That for me was really important. So those are some of the things I really valued and were some of my favorite parts of doing this podcast.
Yeah. And that make us smile and remembering that Dr. Seuss quote, you know, every time someone would send us an email or drop a note on our YouTube channel or a review of our book or in any way say, this is what you have done to help me. I mean, there's no greater validation for putting your work out into the world. It's a scary thing.
Oh, for sure.
Whether it's a book or a podcast, to put your work, especially when we decided from the beginning, we are going to be real. We are going to say, this is what we struggle with. It's a scary thing. You put it out there, like, is anybody going to listen? Is anybody going to watch? Is anybody going to read it? And when someone comes back and said, yes, I read it, and here's what I learned, and here's what it meant to me. And oh, just so beautiful. So it's hard to even explain how much that means.
So. Yeah, actually. So as we say goodbye, we just want to just pray that you who are listening know that you can be an organized person. God wants it for you. Angie and I want it for you, but most of all, we want you to want it for you. Mm-hmm. And we just pray that whatever path that that takes, and that that may look like, that you will be gracious with yourself, that you will just keep moving forward and knowing that every small step is progress. And that most of all, that you can have a clutter-free life that you have always dreamed and imagined, and that it will be full of joy and peace and just be all that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angie, I guess there's nothing left to say, is there?
Well, there is one last thing that we have to say always, the way we always end. Remember, an uncluttered life is an abundant life.